Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 edition. President Trump still talking in Davos, Switzerland. I think the president needs to wrap it up. He's going off script. You can tell when he's not reading the teleprompter. He needs to get back on script and wrap this up. He's been going for quite a while. Got a text message this morning from a listener, and it was very, very interesting. This comes to us from Blaze Media. Woke Governor Whitmer appointee from Nigeria admits to daycare scam, stealing millions of dollars from Michigan taxpayers. This came out yesterday afternoon by Joseph McKinnon. America's problems with imported swindlers is not limited to Minnesota. Minnesota is hardly the only state whose kindness to migrants from the third world countries has been abused. Now, Michiganders, too, have apparently opened their arms to foreign-born fraudsters who are more than happy to steal from their host state's most vulnerable residents. Nikishi Esh, a woke Nigerian who served as a professor at Aquinas College until 2023, has pleaded guilty to wire fraud in a scheme that bled taxpayers for more than $1 million and forced an organization that funded early learning initiative for poor kids to close. Her theft of millions of dollars intended for the most vulnerable of children was brazen, all-encompassing, and unconscionable. Esh could face up to 20 years in prison for the fraud charge and another 5 years for tax evasion, a charge to which she also pleaded guilty on this past Wednesday. In the years since she migrated to the United States, Esh has complained about the structural racism, quote-unquote, here in the United States, while being showered with awards and opportunities. In 2018, for example, the same time that Governor Gretchen Whitmer was running for governor for her first term, the West Michigan Women Brilliance Awards named her Woman of the Year. In 2020, Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Esh to the Executive Committee of Michigan's Early Childhood Investment Corporation. Did you hear that, folks? Corporation? This is a separate corporation set up outside of the state government. In 2021, Aquinas College honored the Nigerian fraudster with its Distinguished Service Award. The acclaim and upward mobility evidently weren't enough for Esch, who decided to live a jet-set lifestyle at taxpayers' expense. According to a 2023 whistleblower complaint, Esch used various interrelated organizations to funnel hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to herself, as well as friends and family members, while serving as CEO of the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative. Well, the ELNC was a nonprofit in Grand Rapids that Esch, who claimed in a 2022 profile that injustice makes me cry, quote unquote, founded this organization with the aim of providing state funding, advocacy, and high quality early childhood educational services to families, children, and neighborhoods that are more at risk and more vulnerable, quote unquote. Well, the complaint filed against Esch indicated that she funneled funds from the ELNC with the help of the nonprofit's bookkeeper, Sharon Killebrew. Killebrew secretly paid herself nearly $1 million between June of 2017 and April of 2023. Court documents reviewed by Wood TV in Grand Rapids indicated that Esch not only created nearly $500,000 in fake invoices with Killebrew, but also created two fake daycare businesses, of which they then funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars to herself and others. Esch reportedly used some of the stolen taxpayer money to pay for trips to Hawaii, Nigeria, and other countries for herself and other family members. Well, the ELNC sued Esch and Killebrew in September of 2023, but by that time, the damage was done. The ELNC had to close its doors on account of the financial impact of the duels' embezzlement activities and fraud. This caused the loss of 35 jobs and support for numerous Michigan families. According to Assistant U.S. Attorney Clay Stifler, the victims of the fraud committed by Esch and Killebrew was severe, especially what Esch did, because as she touted being, quote, a champion for poor black and brown kids, quote unquote, as well as children of color under the age of 5 years old, 72% of them lived below the federal level of poverty and were some of the poorest neighborhoods in Kent County, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek. Initially, the accountant, bookkeeper Killebrew, insisted she was innocent, claiming that she didn't steal anything. However, when confronted with the mountain of evidence to the contrary, she ended up pleading guilty back in June last year. Killebrew was sentenced to 54 months in prison and ordered to pay restitution. Like her accomplice, Esch initially denied her guilt, but has since admitted to embezzling over $1 million. Excuse me. The Nigerian fraudster's attorney, Mary Chartier, told MLive, as well as the Grand Rapids Press, Ms. Esch is committed to taking full responsibility and accountability for her actions. She is deeply remorseful to anyone who's been negatively impacted. Well, Amy DeLue, the president of the apparently now defunct nonprofit, stated that she was disappointed by Esch's failure to meaningfully articulate the nature and scope of her criminal misconduct during her change of plea hearing yesterday. Her theft of millions of dollars intended for the most vulnerable of children was brazen, all-encompassing, and unconscionable. Well, to date, Esh has made no effort to repay any of the millions of dollars that she stole from the state taxpayers. DeLu went on to say, I trust that her demeanor at the hearing today did not go unnoticed by the chief judge, Hala Jarboo. I and the board will have more to say in our victim impact statement and look forward to her sentencing hearing on May 13th. Esh has reportedly agreed to pay $1.4 million in restitution to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Also, the early Head Start programs and other agencies that gave grants to the ELNC, as well as paying $400,000 in back taxes to the Internal Revenue Service. Whitmer's office did not respond to Blaze News' request for comment. Aquinas College confirmed that Esh retired in May of 2023 and told Blaze News that the college is not in a position to comment on Esh's activities outside of what she did for the college. Well, very, very interesting. And the timing of this story is very interesting because the governor's out of the country right now. Obviously, not willing to be available for any comment. Question is going to be, when she gets back from Switzerland, what is her position going to be? Is she going to come out with a statement about this fraud that basically frauded Michigan taxpayers for millions of dollars to one of her appointees? Did she know about these activities? This is all information that we are going to have to wait and find out from when the governor returns from Switzerland. And again, President Trump is still speaking. Cracking down on fraud in Minnesota, and he just said in other places as well. And then it looks like he turned and looked right at Governor Gavin Newsom from California. A lot of things happening today in the world and here in Michigan. Final segment of hour number one. Short break. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of My Pillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number one. Well, during the break, President Trump ended his speech, hour and 10 minutes long. Got applause when he was done, very respectful. And he stood off to the side of the podium, claps like he normally does, pointed to a few people in the room, and then was asked by the moderator of the event to come over and sit in a chair, hold a microphone, and take some questions. So he's now doing a Q&A on the same stage, just off to the side of the podium, taking questions from the moderator to start with, but also going to be taking some questions from the audience. Live, without a teleprompter. So I hope these people are prepared to hear the answers that the president's going to give. At the end, toward the end of the speech, he said this: we as a world are living in a very special time. We have things that our forefathers never dreamt of available at our disposal. Energy, technology, artificial intelligence, which can do some very good things, but also could be very dangerous. We have to be very careful with AI. But he went on to say that we are basically sitting at a point in time, in a point in history, that we collectively together can do some great things. I believe, as President of the United States, that we have basically changed the direction of our country. We are truly making America great again. But we are about to come into the golden age of America that we've never seen before. The things that the Congress has passed and I've signed into law is going to make changes in people's lives. And it's happening right now this year. And I invite you to join us, to be part of this absolutely golden age of America. We are looking for people to come and invest in our country and to grow their companies using our technology, using our workforce, using our people. Americans are hard workers, and they're willing to do the hard work. If you want a good, solid base for your country, for your companies, you need to consider coming to America. We realize that you need workers in your countries. We realize you want to develop and build things in your countries as well. Why not build them in both locations? You don't have to pay for shipping. And the room kind of laughed. He said, but the most important part is understand that we are not isolationists. We are looking to grow and expand in other markets, and we want the world to be a part of it. But one thing that he did say toward the end of his Greenland dissertation, we will not use force to take Greenland. Now, there's some rumors floating around the internet, social media pages, different things, that the starting bid number Trump is going to offer Denmark for Greenland is $700 billion. Putting that into perspective, folks, basically 109 years ago, January 17th of 1917, the United States acquired the islands down there known as the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. John, St. James, St. Croix. January 17, 1917, we acquired those there in the Virgin Islands for $25 million. Now Trump is willing to offer, rumors has it, that his opening bid to Denmark is going to be $700 billion U.S. dollars. Their entire country's budget for Denmark, for their federal government, is roughly $70 billion. $70 billion to run the federal government. 10 years worth of budgets for that small country. And it's amazing when I heard that number, because we're at $81 billion to run the state of Michigan. Think about that. Denmark is spending $10 billion a year less than what Lansing is spending to run our state government here in the state of Michigan. Unbelievable. So, very interesting speech by the president. He's now taking questions, and this guy is amazing. Takes an all-night flight to get there. Probably slept, of course, on Air Force One. Whoever did his makeup this morning did a fantastic job. He looks really, really good on TV. We're going to move back to Michigan, hour number two. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut.